From the Milwaukee County Transit System providing a verbal informational report regarding the MCTS contract for paratransit cab service with respect to RFP number MM02-14. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Oh, no, this is strictly informational. Mr. Bain, you have some comments. This is not a hearing. This is just giving us an update on the RFP process. Please make your comments.
Very good. Good morning. I am Dan Baim, Chief Administrative Officer with the Milwaukee County Transit System, here to report on the paratransit taxi service that we offer to those in the community that are looking for a same-day ride, those with disabilities that are eligible for this program, looking for a same-day ride that is subsidized by the county. We have a current contract with American United Taxi Company. That contract expires May 31st. In preparation of the expiration, we put an RFP out back in November. We had one company respond to that RFP in pursuit of competition. We put another RFP out in February. We had two vendors respond to that. Through an appeals process, it was determined that one of the vendors cannot be awarded the contract. That happened in late April, early May. So consequently, to ensure that we have continuation of the service beyond May 31st, the expiration of the current contract, we negotiated a one-year extension with American United Taxi that will run from June 1st of this year until May 31st of 2015. And that sets us up to begin another RFP process 6 months prior to the expiration of that contract, as our policies currently require.
Okay, Supervisor Washon, then Supervisor Lusco.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to be clear on a couple things. What exactly is the service that we are purchasing, and then from who, and then the amount of the one-year extension?
Okay.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, the specification for the RFP states that the responsibilities of the contractor include accepting reservations, dispatching and managing rides, handling all arrangements with cab owners, operators, maintaining records, and providing billing services. The current contract and the extension is with the American United Taxi Cab Company. The budget for 2014 for this program is approximately $1 million. That is to cover about 74,600 taxi rides. That $1 million does not include the passenger fare, which is $350 per ride, so that's an additional $250,000.
Anything else, Supervisor Washon?
Just on the requirements of the RFP, is will you be adjusting those and looking at that as you create this new RFP that you plan on sending out in November?
We will be reviewing the specification and the requirements of the RFP. Anytime we go through a process, we contact any vendors that attended a pre-proposal meeting but perhaps didn't bid, and we try to understand what led them to find the procurement to be outside of their reach. And we use that information to craft a new RFP. So this was a learning experience dealing with some new vendors, and we plan to incorporate some of their input into the development of the specification while still ensuring the quality that Milwaukee County expects of its service providers.
All right, thank you.
Senator Lusco.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering whether the one-year extension had an increase in costs.
It was a one-year extension with the same terms and conditions. It did not have any cost increase, so it remains within this year's budget and the budget that we are preparing for next year.
Thank you.
Dresick?
Yeah, I'd like a little more information on the cost of a ride. I mean, you're stating that in 2014 there was a $1 million agreement with the provider.
That's our budget. The agreement speaks to the technical nature of the contract in which the passenger pays a $3.50 fare. The county covers the meter charge up to a total of $14.60. So the county's maximum subsidy per ride is $11.10. And we don't have a $1 million contract with the vendor. Our budget is set based on projections of previous utilization.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to understand here, how you work that. So the budget is set at $1 million to cover the actual cost of the ride.
To cover the cost of the ride, which includes a service fee that the taxi company charges to cover their administrative costs, and that fee is $6 per ride.
Okay, and I assume that service fee includes the call center. In other words, they receive the call and they send out the cab.
Correct. The audit department reviewed the paratransit program last year and wrote up a small section on the paratransit taxi program. The audit department reported about 4.5 positions at American United Taxi dedicated, 4.5 full-time equivalents dedicated to the Transit Plus program.
Has Milwaukee County Transit System ever explored using a different call system, like, say, a 411, which is a social service program, and then providing the actual drivers? If the cab company has 4.5, would it be possible for you to use your commercial licensed drivers with vehicles that MCTS uses and getting the call center through a 411 type service? Have you ever explored anything like that?
We have been looking at some notions of a dispatch operation pursuant to a legislative request that I believe was championed by Supervisor Weishen.
Right.
And we're researching on that and plan to report back on that.
Okay, so you are good. That's still coming. And then my final question is, the state is involved right now in an audit over those brokered services. Is this going to have any impact on how we approach services? I know there's been a lot of controversy around providing rides through that brokered service.
Prior to the brokerage, most of the rides of that nature were provided by the Milwaukee County Transit System paratransit program in this community. We provide much fewer trips than we used to now that the brokerage is around. And to our credit, we never experienced the kinds of problems that we've heard of with LogistiCare as well as the current MTM contractor.
But and Mr. Chairman, I don't even know if you can answer this question. Our family care service area now includes how many counties? How far have we extended this? Four or five?
We got six, Racine, Ozaukee, Washington, Wauwatosa, Waukesha, Racine, Kenosha, six.
So, I mean...
And Milwaukee County.
Family care works. We keep people out of nursing homes and even out of, care centers, not all the way up to a nursing home care, but one of the reasons family care works is you provide transportation services to keep people in their homes. And I continue to be concerned about this expanded area that Milwaukee County governs, and yet we're not always getting the full impact of how you provide those services. This might be outside the purview of MCTS, for example, and yet we very much need to perhaps be concerned about how family care is being billed with regard to those brokered services. It's very complicated. I think we make a mistake by becoming a regional provider when the governance model doesn't match that. I won't get on my soapbox. You've heard me say that before. But I just think there's a lot for us to be looking at within this whole area of transit. I don't know if MCTS can provide that in their report that they're preparing for us. That may be unfair to even ask you that since it's not your service area. But the board is involved in a family care service area that's much broader than that. So thank you.
All right. And this is only information. I just want to acknowledge that Michael Krill is in the audience. This is just information about that. We will go further and you have an opportunity to talk because it's not an appeal hearing, anything like that. All right. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned. I appreciate everybody being so polite today.
Oh, man.
Supervisor Taylor and Supervisor Kowski. Oh. Let me see. Meeting's adjourned.